The next morning was Sunday. Dink carried Loretta's cage downstairs to the kitchen. He liked to clean it every weekend. He set it on the counter, then ran back upstairs and grabbed a bag of pine chips. Dink and Loretta had a routine. Dink placed the guinea pig on the floor. She sniffed for crumbs under the kitchen table while he washed the inside of the cage. Then he spread clean pine chips on the bottom. Before Dink could fill Loretta's little dishes with fresh water and food, the doorbell rang.
"Who's here so early?"
his mother asked as she walked into the kitchen.
"Watch out for Loretta, Mom," Dink said. "She's under the table."
"I see her," his mom said. "Good morning, Loretta."
Then she opened the door. Dink's two best friends stood on the doorstep.
"Good morning, Josh and Ruth Rose," Dink's mom said. "Come on in."
"Hi, Mrs. Duncan,"
Josh and Ruth Rose said. They came in and hung up their jackets and kicked out of their boots.
"I like your outfit,"
Dink's mother told Ruth Rose. Ruth Rose liked to dress in a different color each day. Today she wore a green sweater, green jeans, and a green headband. Josh had on a thick white sweater and cargo pants.
"Josh, what are those brown hairs all over your sweater?"
Dink's mother asked. Josh looked down at his chest.
"Oh, I was brushing Polly," he said. "Her coat gets all shaggy in the winter. She loves it when I use a stiff brush to groom her."
"She loved it all over your sweater,"
Ruth Rose said.
"Yeah,"
Josh said.
"While I'm brushing her, she gives me pony kisses."
Dink's mother smiled.
"What are pony kisses?"
she asked.
"Polly rubs her lips on my ear," Josh said. "It feels like two warm marshmallows."
"Hey, guys,"
Dink called.
"What's going on?"
"We came to get you to come out and play in the snow,"
Josh said.
"And we found this on your doormat."
Ruth Rose handed Dink a little white lump wrapped in clear tape.
"I think it's a note."
Dink turned the taped note over in his hands. It felt cold and damp.
"Come into the kitchen, you two," Dink's mother said. "Have you eaten breakfast?"
"I did,"
Ruth Rose said.
"Me too,"
Josh said.
"But I could always eat another piece of chocolate cake."
Dink's mother laughed.
"How about a piece of toast?"
she asked. Josh beamed.
"With peanut butter?"
"Of course," she said. "Chunky, your favorite."
Josh and Ruth Rose followed Dink into the kitchen.
"Watch your step,"
Dink told his friends.
"Loretta's on the floor."
Dink sat at the table and picked at the taped note with his fingernail. When that didn't work, he took scissors from a drawer. Josh flopped on the floor and reached for Loretta. He sat her on his chest and petted her soft fur. Loretta made cute little squeaky noises.
"Loretta loves me,"
Josh said.
"She just said so."
Ruth Rose laughed.
"I think Loretta loves Dink," she said. "She only likes you, Josh."
Josh tickled Loretta's tummy. She squeaked again.
"Here's the bread and the toaster," Dink's mother said. "The peanut butter is on the table, and pour yourself some juice."
Josh put Loretta into her cage, then dropped a slice of bread into a toaster slot. Ruth Rose poured two glasses of orange juice. Dink finally removed the tape. Inside was a white paper folded four times. He flattened the paper on the table and read six words. "Where does Abe Lincoln hang out?"
"What does it say?"
Josh asked, spreading peanut butter on his toast.
"It's a weird note,"
Dink said. He handed the message to Josh.
"Where does Abe Lincoln hang out?"
Josh read.
"I don't get it."
Mrs. Duncan was looking over Dink's shoulder. She glanced at a calendar hanging on the wall.
"Maybe it has something to do with Lincoln's birthday. That was yesterday, February 12th.